This is the Economics Report from VOA Learning English. A new report is praising South Africa for its economic growth over the past 20 years. The report comes from the banking company Goldman Sachs. It decided to examine South Africa's economic progress since the end of white minority rule in 1994. Colin Coleman works for the company.
South Africa in the last year has tended to have a sort of emotional, somewhat negative reaction, both domestically and internationally. And my view is that we needed to kind of get some perspective on the past 20 years as to what's been achieved in order to get a better balance in the debate.
The report notes changes to the South African economy over the past 20 years.
When you look back at what Nelson Mandela inherited in May when he became president, it was really a bitter pill because, you know, he had an indebted nation that had no money, that was growing below population growth with huge unemployment, huge racial disparities, a very volatile political and social environment. Effectively, that gave way to a golden period of growth, low inflation, bringing the debt down, and an extraordinary performance until the global financial crisis.
The report says the amount of money collected in taxes increased from $114 billion in 1994 to $814 billion. South Africans are not always happy about the direction of the economy, but business leaders and economists were pleased to see a long-term look at some of the improvements. Joanne Yawich heads the National Business Initiative. The organization works on efforts to help strengthen the economy.
There's often a lot of doom and gloom talk about South Africa, but I think that what the report did point out is some fairly significant achievements over the last 20 years. And I think in particular, you know, there has been an increase in productivity and there has been an increase in employment. There has been a huge increase in the numbers of people in the middle class. So, you know, quite a substantial improvement in the quality of life of a great number of people.
But the country still has problems. The report notes South Africa's education system continues to struggle, and the unemployment rate remains at about 24%. It says 70% of those jobless people are under age 34. There are also great racial inequities, especially in terms of earnings. The report says 85% of blacks are poor, while 87% of whites are middle to upper class. There have been criticisms of the report. Some people say it depends heavily on general information, not cultural evidence. Wan Yawich agrees with some of the criticisms, but she says the report shows the country has come a long way.
I think the reality, certainly for me, I mean, I grew up under apartheid and have spent 20 years in this democracy, is that life in South Africa is a lot better for most people than it ever was. But there are very, very big things that still have to happen. And I think that's what the report draws our attention to, you know, is that this is, it's a long journey. And we've made progress and must carry on.
And that's the economics report.